Thou hast preserved my body from destruction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we continue our weeks and days of the Holy Martyrs. And today we have a special feast of Saint Agnes. And she was one of the great Roman early martyrs, and who was only 12 years old when she died. And her name comes from the Latin word Agnus, which means a lamb. And as a pure and spotless lamb, she lost her life in defending her purity and her holy faith against the persecutors. The evil officials of the empire tried many and numerous occasions to make her deny her faith and also to submit to the evil actions. But she always stood firmly trusting in the Almighty Lord and bravely embracing whatever destiny should be reserved to her. When she finally was condemned to death, and she was carried to her place of execution, all the spectators who watched this young girl taken to the place of execution were in tears. But Saint Agnes was alone who did not weep. The spectators looked her with wonder and were amazed. How could this young girl lay down her life, which she had hardly begun, and who would now be ready to taste the sweetness of a paradise? All men were truly amazed when they saw Saint Agnes humbly and willingly succumb for the killing as a young lamb taken for slaughter. And considering how many threats her murderers had used to make him succumb to sin, it is amazing that a girl of that tender age stood so firmly amidst tortures and threats, which would have crushed down even a strong and adult man. When she had been questioned and asked to commit sin, she answered that it would be an insult to Jesus, to whom she has promised herself totally. It was Jesus who had first chosen her, and she would remain his. And finally she said to her executioner, "Why do you wait? Destroy this body of mine, which have drawn the attention of people from whom I will turn away." So she stood there and she continued praying, and then calmly bent her neck for the stroke. On this date we also have another anniversary of one of the last kings of France, called Louis XVI. Even though he was never canonized, after he was put to death, the ruling Pope Pius VI called him the most Christian king, who said who had been put to death without blame, and it had been a rule of an angry mob who had condemned this innocent man to death. And this king, named Louis XVI, truly died a heroic death, and the Pope gave him praise for that. Those were the times of a very fierce persecution in France, pretty much dissimilar like had happened in Rome 1500 years earlier, and the evil men who took over France so much hated the king and the crown and the faith and all the good what our religion presents, and that they decided that we would get rid of old rule determinately and execute this king who had represented the Catholic rule and the old good rule. So before he was put to death, King Louis wrote a very edifying will where he said that he leaves his soul to God, his creator, and begs that God himself does not judge him according to his, that is Louis's, merits, but according to those of Jesus Christ. He also said that he would die in communion with the Holy Mother, the Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman Church. And with, like a true Christian and a heroic soul, he wrote these words, pardoning his enemies: I pardon with all my heart those who made themselves my enemies without my having given them any cause, and I pray God to pardon them, as well as those who, through false or misunderstood zeal, did me much harm. He didn't care much of what happens to his body, but King Louis, like a Christian, was very much concerned what happens to his soul. So he knew that he had to put his whole trust to our Savior Jesus and forgive to all his enemies as Christ had forgiven his own enemies. The king was, however, concerned about his family, who, after he was put to death, would also, he was sure, suffer persecution. And the king wrote to his will that above all he wished that his remaining family would make his children good Christians and honest individuals, and also souls who would not be lured by the temptation and pomp of this world and the goods which one day vanish, but would always be attentive towards the one solid and enduring glory, eternity and heaven. And he also added that if his son and heir of the throne should have the misfortune of becoming king, he should forget all hates and all grudges which might arise for the sake of treatment the enemies had given to the king. Dear children, these kind of holy souls, like Saint Agnes, who was willing to bear everything for Christ, are set for us great examples. It should make us realize how tiny and insignificant our own little problems are if we compare them to the heroic patience and suffering which the generations before us have had to go through. When you remember the heroic perseverance of these holy souls, of which many, like Saint Agnes, are not much older than you or even younger, you remember that how God always give also to you a strength and grace to persevere in this life and go through all the difficulties. After all, what are my small problems compared to the heavy cross which Christ had to carry? And what are my worries about my body, or how much money or wealth or success I should have in this life, if I have been given, through God's grace, the privilege to be a witness of his holy Catholic faith? The main importance in your whole life is faith, and God has been generous and merciful enough to make you to be born to it, live it, and also, what is most important, to die in it. This grace is the greatest gift there is in the world, and which beats all the gold, all the riches, all the happiness, all the family, all the wealth which you might ever gain in this life, and the greatest glory and greatest richness and the greatest prize is preserved for you because of your heroic and patient endurance in that holy faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.